Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it ain't your first time watching, go ahead and like it.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here. Another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Oh, hold on. Let me fix my audio real quick. We having some issues here on my side. I think I'm good on y'all side. Can y'all hear me? Y'all can hear me. Anyway, here we go. Here we go. I'm back. Now he's back.
He's back!
Sorry for the technical difficulties, but listen, man. Welcome back to another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And I need you to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. You probably sitting here wondering why I need to hit the like button for a ninja with a pink shirt, sunglasses, and a bush looking like he from the 70s. But you need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. And I'm having a great week so far. And listen, we working, we grinding, we trying to level up, we trying to change some things. And we're going to keep this thing pushing. And listen, man, if you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button as well. And if you playback gang, I need you to hit the like button as well. And listen, before I get in these comments, you see the title, The Decline in Men's Fitness Levels. We got to talk to the fellas today. Fellas, is y'all getting weak as hell? Y'all getting weaker and weaker, weaker and weaker every month. If I call the fellas out on my page, that means the fellas did something wrong and it needs to be corrected. The first thing y'all bitch ass ninjas do is talk about what the women do. Yes, the women be doing some bullshit too, but we not talking about that. We talking about y'all bitch asses. And that's the problem. And that's why these testosterone is low, because fellas can't hold fellas accountable. And now I got to cook y'all. Ladies, y'all getting cooked today too, but we really cooking the fellas today. Because it's getting ridiculous out here, man. Y'all ninjas ain't men. Y'all ninjas is males. I know women tougher than y'all. My mother tougher than a lot of y'all ninjas. My goddaughter tougher than a lot of y'all ninjas. My female clients tougher than a lot of y'all ninjas. And y'all built like the women. A lot of these women built like more like men and got more testosterone than a lot of y'all. Fellas, we got to tighten up. Now let's get in these comments so we're going to get this episode started. Wicked Scorpion, check it in. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Jenny, happy Friday. It is happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Don't forget what day of the week it is.
Happy Friday.
He's back. What's up, Andy and Dolly? What up, Tasha? Michael Hawkins, live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. What up, RJ? If you slim like Spider-Mo and your girl's over 244, don't watch the podcast. Uh-oh. Don't get Spider-Mo started. It's about to go down. Happy Good Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday.
Listen, man, we're going to get to it. And I think I heard something. I don't know if y'all heard it.
Coach is back.
Where'd that come from?
Coach
Chonchi's back.
G5 sitting on a runway. Big ass chopper, call that Beyonce.
Chonchi's back.
Yes. What's up, my boy?
Happy Friday.
Oh, I got you, man. I got a happy Friday for you, man.
Happy Friday.
How you feeling this week, man?
This week went by pretty fast, man. Feeling good, though, man. I'm fit, so, you know, we stay blessed. You feel me? The source is only one. We back together for sure.
You already know, man.
You dig?
What's up with these men out here, man?
Lowest testosterone ever.
Shit crazy, bro. Look what Brown Baldy said. We in a bitch boy apocalypse. This generation of men is the weakest, laziest, whiniest, cryingest generation. It is. And we're gonna take a little look into that. Starting with listen, man. Tune, I know you've seen the ladies with the shapewear and the waist trainers, right? You've seen that before, right? The Fajas.
For sure.
Seen that before, right?
For sure.
Yes or no? Do you think men should be wearing it?
Fuck no.
Nope.
Oh, you said fuck no?
Fuck no, baby.
What'd you say? You said no? You said fuck no?
Fuck no, baby.
Well, we got fellas wearing it. So I had to turn the music off on this one. So we just going to talk while we watch. Let's check it out. I can't find it. Where's my thing? I don't know. Where is that? There it is.
They part of the community.
Well, you tell me. Men now rocking seamless waist boxers to snatch the stomach. Winos. Y'all cool with your man wearing one? Oh, freaking brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Listen, man. Oh, I think I didn't mean to download the full video. Hold on. Actually, let me modify that just so we can look at the shapewear part. But real quick, though, while I modify this video to take that bullshit out of there. Tune, what the hell is going on with these fellas, man? What's wrong with these grown men wearing what the women wear to try to hide their belly?
Belly?
You spend all... Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, my friend, the world is moving in reverse.
Man.
It's sad to see, more importantly, but the men are taking on women roles and the women are taking on men roles and the gender roles are switching.
Facts.
Men are taking the biggest L in history ever known to men. You feel me? Like, oh man. It just makes us stick out and makes us more of a prize. You know what I'm saying? Makes us more extinct. You dig? Find a real man and what that means to be a real man. Cause this shit is some. Saw
crazy
lame, you know, I'm not gonna say the word type shit, but you know what I mean. You feel me? Like,
yeah, I'm with you, bro.
Come on, bro. What is this? Men never did shit like this. Never,
never, never. And what baffles me is you have men saying, well, there's the get money belly, there's the dad bod and all this other bullshit. But at the same time, you got men trying to hide it. So which one is it?
I'd rather have the dad bod or get money belly than do this shit. This this is like the lowest level you can stoop to.
Yeah, this is straight no Diddy.
No
this,
Diddy, this, you know.
There's no other way to put it.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past pause.
No woman woke up this morning and said, I want a ninja that's going to put his shapewear on and get my phone number.
No Diddy, you know.
No woman said when she about to when she about to get in the bed with a ninja, she want to see him take this off.
No Diddy, you know.
Well, ladies, am I right or wrong? Because this right here is just freaking crazy, man. And this is the 2025 man. These are the men saying, well, he got money, though. Well, invest your money in a gym membership and invest your money in a personal trainer. Invest it in some gym clothes. Invest it in some activity since you got so much money. You got so much disposable income. Why don't you invest it in your health? This is ridiculous. If men talking about, well, he's comfortable. Well, you know what I say, that he's comfortable?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We men at the end of the day, bro. We're not supposed to sit here and live in DeLulu land, living, I guess, quote unquote, a luxury, maybe like the women do. We not women, bro.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Am I right or wrong, Tom?
Nah, you're absolutely right. That'd be the type ninja that end up on the Pop the Balloon show and get disrespected by some ghetto hood rat joint and don't have no response for it.
Yeah. And that's the one that be on there tomorrow. I don't like wigs. And it's like, bro, you got shapewear on, dog.
And then she hits you with that one word, gym.
Mm-hmm.
And shut down your whole process. Leave you stuck on that joint in front of millions on Explorer.
And then, all the weak ass men in the comments, he's fine. He's not even that fat. You know what I say?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Then you end up on a podcast. then you end up around me and Tune, and you on your head talking about some.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
wish you had the muscles me and Tune have.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
And then talking about, well, I could have the muscles too. Hold on, I got you. Then you talking about, I could have the muscles too. Then you talking about,
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We're not trying to hear that, bro. You either did put the work in or not. Stop making excuses, man. Fellas, tighten up. This is ridiculous.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. Men doing a lot of weak shit, but man, if you're gonna make us the monopoly, so be it. The fuck?
Listen. Yeah. It's
more for us to eat.
It's getting crazy out here, Tone.
Bitch ass.
It is what it is. Hey, you know I'm gonna tell the truth. Hey, you know I gotta go.
Dom DeMarco.
It's crazy work.
No, that's some of the craziest work.
What's going on out here, fam? Oh wow,
bro, that shit's crazy, bro. Shit is actually crazy. What the fuck? I got a small gut right now, even though I lost like 10 pounds, and I would never wear that. Yeah, bro. These ninjas better stop falling for this bullshit they see on social media and get in the gym or do some calisthenics or something. Wearing a girdle is crazy. A male faja. So men are the prize, asking for a friend. That's not a man. That's a male.
Let him cook.
Let's get that. Because listen, we can say, y'all say women the prize, but look at some of the women we put on this podcast drinking alcohol in the gym and twerking. You wasn't here for that.
Let him cook.
You wasn't here for that. So that could go both ways, Lotus. So we ain't here. Yeah. get in the gym. Eventually, you got to take your clothes off, and somebody gonna be mad. Yep, making fajas for men. Oh boy, I got to catch the play pack. All right, bro. All right, Joe Thomas. Appreciate you. He's happy with his dad bod, but has on shapewear. Yep. If you a man with a faja, don't watch the podcast. Where do you get that Trump voice from?
Look at the muscles of this guy. I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Look at my African-American over here.
Oh, it's a black man, too. I forgot.
Look at my African-American over
here. Yeah, it's a black man. Black man.
That's probably the funniest. Look at my African-American.
Yeah, black man.
Look at my African-American over here.
Jesus Christ. I think black men... Not the weakest of the black men might be the weakest of men. What you think?
For sure, because the black man is supposed to be the strongest being on this earth. So the fact that we're exemplifying weakness and doing
what
women commonly do and walking, talking, and acting like a woman is making us look like the weakest shit moving out here.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that.
And listen, we don't discriminate on your preference here, but even to an extent, if you choose to live a different lifestyle than me and Tune, as far as what you prefer, sexually, you still can be a man. Am I right or wrong, Tune?
You wrong, because men don't do that. Fuck out.
I think like this is my thing. Like, if you choose that lifestyle, cool, but it's just like certain shit. Y'all just doing too much, bro. Like,
that's automatic. You want to be a woman type shit.
Like, leave some shit to the women, bro. Like, I be doing too much, bro.
women supposed to like men, you dig?
That's a whole nother conversation. I'm trying to keep it mild without going overboard, because you know what I'm saying?
No, well, it's a fitness podcast. Let's keep it.
Fitness podcast. Black men supposed to be hyper masculine and dominant. Exactly, bro.
Let him cook.
Anyway, let's keep this episode going. We killing y'all already. Oh, my bad. We killing y'all already. But we killing that ninja that we just got off the screen. But we killing y'all on this episode. Bars. Off the top. What the fuck are you talking about?
Talking about.
All right, fellas. Fellas, listen. Me and Tune talk about all the time. We understand you played sports. We understand you used to be an athlete. Key word, used to.
Used to.
You're not currently an athlete. You have not been doing anything. You've been watching me and Tune on Instagram and scrolling past our posts.
And not like it. And not supporting.
You seen Tune doing the calisthenics competition. You seen C. Marty Fit doing the high rocks, and you kept scrolling past the posts. You still have not gotten a gym membership. So stop thinking about high school and going outside thinking you could do this. Let's check it out, Tune.
Let's see what we got.
It was at this moment that he knew.
Force me to the garbage. On your mark.
Took the shoes off.
Get set.
Hold on. He took the shoes off, Tune. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? He took his shoes off. He's getting serious. What do you think going to happen, Tune?
This sucker going to have to need a, Band-Aid shortly. You dig?
Let's check it out.
Go.
Oh yeah. He fell. I know he should burn.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
The ninja didn't make it two steps.
What?
The ninja didn't make two strides.
What?
Fellas. So just think. This is playing around. This is leisure time. If there's an emergency and this guy has to save himself or a family member, he's not capable. And he ain't even like the fattest of the fattest. He wouldn't be capable. Fellas, that's ridiculous. And you know he just went to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
And you know he went to the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
And of course, it's a black man.
Look at my African American over here.
And you know, some girl told him it's okay to have the dad bod. And me and Tune looking at him like this.
Got him. Got him.
Said female is double tapping me and Tune's post and liking our pictures and following us and asking us for trainer tips. But fellas, this is pitiful, man. You can't run two steps. I don't care what you do for a living. And I don't care what you used to do back in the day. This is absolutely pitiful, fellas. Step y'all game up. Y'all getting too soft, bro. And like Tune said, you making it easy for us, bro.
Making it too easy. It's like we ain't got work no more. You just show up.
Like, bro, it's crazy, dog. Like, listen, and when I say this, you know, a lot of people be like, well, it's about character and personality. Yes. It is about character and personality. You got to have a great character, great personality, of course, right? But listen, don't sit here and think that these women don't have eyes and they don't get attracted to certain bodies like we get attracted to certain bodies. Don't sit there and think these women are still human, bro. Fuck all that bullshit, all right? She'd rather come home to the fit bod than the fat bod. What you got on that, Tune?
Everything you're saying is straight bars, per usual. You dig what I'm saying? Unfortunately for this gentleman, that fall wouldn't even be the wake-up call that he needs to go ahead and get his life back on track or on track somewhere, because he was never on track nowhere, clearly, right? So
he needed to track them calories.
Yeah. Attracting more burgers, you dig?
Burger King. Hold on, let me play this now.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
All right, go ahead, bro. My bad.
Like the more damn cheeseburgers, but no, folks like that is making it literally too easy for us. And I tell people this all the time: women are hyper aware of their surroundings. Don't ever think that if you walk into a room, women don't see what's going on. They notice everything more than we notice everything because they love attention. So it's getting to the point where masculinity has damn near vanished at this point. Whereas though, if we walk into a room, the source, me and C. Marty, we don't even got to do nothing. We just show up and get chose with our mouth closed. You dig what I'm saying? We walk in and instantly heads are turning and folks is like, who is that? You dig? No effort. No nothing. Nice. Just the presence alone can be felt throughout the room. And then when we start speaking, it's really a problem. You know, see, y'all ninjas, y'all is on a slippery slope, a thin rope, a tightrope, right? Y'all got to get y'all shit together because pretty soon, you feel me? Folks are going to be three strikes and going to be out of there. You dig?
Going to get priced out, man.
Price
gonna get priced out. Me and Tune putting the price up for ninjas, man.
Liquidators.
Yeah, they gonna get priced out. I'm telling you, listen, man. Look, y'all keep and the personal trainer myths and the personal trainer trying to. I'm not sending my girl to a male personal trainer and all that shit. That shit is real, bro. That shit is real. Now, I'm not condoning any woman doing wrong with a personal trainer. I'm not condoning any personal trainers doing wrong with someone's woman.
Right.
But people are human at the end of the day, bro. Physical attraction is real.
Yeah, it's a super real thing.
It is real, bro. And somebody could love you and not be attracted to you, man. So, and y'all could call it shallow if you want to. Call it shallow, but you know, because you are getting attention from, and this goes for men and women, because you're getting attention from the men or attention from the women does not mean it's time to chill and slack and let yourself go because you have a person. All right. You always in competition. If it's, I know I'm younger than a lot of y'all, but if it's one thing I learned, you always in competition out there. Stay on your game, man. And fellas got to stay on their game, bro.
And to kind of piggyback off that, you dig what I'm saying? And I know you've gone through this 1,000 times and you'll go through it 1,000 many more times, right? You know, and we train a lot of women. I know I train about 98% women.
Big facts.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of these women are married and you can just tell the energy, right? Even though they may not try anything and they may not step out of bounds, right? But you can tell the level of, there's definitely physical attraction there, whether it be a subtle touch, whether it be, you know, a certain level of eye contact, whether it be a certain, you know, tone of voice, right? You could tell that there's some type of, it's just human nature, right? So, but then when you see their husband, you start to understand, you know, the reason for everything. And you'd be like, you start shaking your head, be like,
oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I see why it is what it is. And you know, I'm a, tell the truth for you, man.
I gotta go.
Let him cook.
Bro, I see some husbands and I'm like, no hating shit.
No, not at all.
No hating shit at all. I love to see marriage, especially if it's a black couple. We love to see a married black couple. But cool. You see some of these husbands.
Like, you
married his name must be Tim because he's Tubby Tim. His name must be Frank because he's Fat Frank. His name must be Bob because he's Belly Bob. His name must be Pete because he's Pudgy Pete.
Bro, I swear to God, I was about to say this. Hey, the source is, oh wow.
You was about to say that?
I was about to say that. His name must be Peter because he's Pudgy Peter.
His name must be Dan because he's Dad by Dan.
His name must be Tommy because he's Tech by Tommy.
Hey, yo, she getting crazy out here, too. We're going to look at this ninja one more time, bro.
It was at this moment that he knew.
Force me to the garbage. On your mark, get set, go.
He fell.
You were serious too.
That's all you heard on the starting line, bro. That's all you heard, man.
I guarantee you that the shorty recording, bro, was just as big.
Absolutely, probably more than likely. If I had to put money on it,
she was laughing like she was just as big. So what is she laughing for?
Exactly. What the hell are you laughing at? Crazy, bro.
You won't fall.
Her fupa probably big.
Did that become my fupa big?
And we kill y'all. Let's get these comments.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh man, where we at in these comments, man? Oh damn, y'all going in for real. You know that dude's hygiene is fucked up. Oh wow. We fall down, but we get up, head ass ninja. Perfectly balanced as all things should be. Get back up. He looks like Grimace from the waist down. Slider man.
Strike three, you're out.
Sliding ass. A dude that can't save his girl in an emergency shows his overall work ethic. Yep. What up, Marsha? If you're a black male who thinks women like dad bods and that getting big is a sign of being happy or a grown man, don't watch the podcast. Average male has no sex appeal and mouthpiece. That's crazy. It's facts, though. He got the ninja, my belly be gone, 3,000 shaper. belly Bob Thornton.
Belly?
His name must be Gary because he's gut having Gary.
Belly?
Big belly Billy.
Belly?
Timmy Tummy Puff is, that's insane. How do you come up with that? His name must be Teddy because he got titties.
Dom DeMarco.
That fall is definitely supposed to happen. Looks like a kid sliding down a snowy hill. Jay Sharp. Too many dudes have gotten comfortable with being comfortable.
Let him cook.
All facts. His name must be Wally because he's Wally the Whale. He felt like a wrecking ball. Look at my African American friend. Yeah, he's African American.
Look at my African American over here.
That's a racist shit.
What the fuck?
That's a racist.
Look at my African American over here.
So funny, but that's so racist.
I wonder. I gotta get the context. I forgot what it was. That shit was a long time ago when he said that shit. I gotta get the context.
Maybe had like a fucking Riley frisk.
Bro, that shit funny as hell, bro. Hey, we killing y'all on this episode, man. Hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, all right, so you know who Wallow is, right?
For sure.
All right, if you don't know who Wallow is part of $1 Million Worth of Game podcast, very popular podcast. He does it with his cousin, Gilly the Kid. You Google Wallow and Gilly, you'll find him, all right? So Wallow, Wallow's going to show us his athleticism, Tune.
Nope.
Did you see Wallow's athleticism tune?
Let's check it out.
All right. 1 second. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's check out Wallow's athleticism.
It's clear who's the athlete of the fit. I'm 5'9", he's 6'1".
Man, 5'9", little as
shit. Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Fellas, if you can't dunk on a baby basket, that's not 10 feet. That's not 10 feet. Fellas, if you can't dunk on a baby basket, it's time to get in the gym, man.
Dom DeMarco.
Another prime example. I don't care if you hoop back in the day. It don't matter what you did. You can't just sit down on your ass, not do anything, and expect to be able to have the same athleticism. Expect to have the same abilities. You only going to decline. Sarcopenia, testosterone, naturally lowering as we after we turn 30. Fellas, get in the fucking gym. This is crazy, man. And I'm not saying you got to be the fittest. I'm not saying you got to be a pro athlete. I'm not saying he got to be dunking like an NBA player. But this right here, I mean, you don't got to jump that high for that one. My man ain't get off the floor at all. But what the fuck, Tune? What's going on, man?
Yeah. And you don't, like he said, you don't got to be the fittest. You don't have to have a six pack. You don't got to be a bodybuilder. But at least do something to keep your body in shape, right? You know, like stay active, you know, get a routine. Do something that's going to keep you here for the long run, right? You know, stretch, mobility, so on and so forth, right? But do something. Just don't sit around not do nothing, because you end up, you're going to end up like this guy, almost blowing a hamstring or blowing a ACL with a missed dunk on a baby court. You dig what I'm saying?
He's grabbing his lower back and shit.
Yeah, like, man just exposed his whole age.
Facts, man.
For sure.
Hey, fellas, get y'all ass in the gym, and let's keep this episode going. And you know we killing y'all, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Wallo got blocked by the rim and gravity. He need to sit down. Not 10 feet, exactly. Uncle Spider in the building watching C. Marty College highlights.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. You ain't see that shit on my goddamn highlights. You got me fucked up. That boy out of his mind.
He must be watching Hoop Mixtape. That's what he
does. Yeah, exactly. Boy, you ain't see that on my highlights. All right, man. We got white community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Jenny, we're here for you.
Yeah, Jenny, I don't know what's going on in the big back white community, but big back white community has lost their damn minds.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's watch Tom and Sarah. All right. Did you see Tom and Sarah Tune?
Let's check it out. I'm about to see it right now.
First of all, hold on.
First of all,
that's passes. That's passes.
First of all, you know this right here is going to end up in a disaster.
How dare you?
How dare you hold 300 pounds on your shoulders?
How dare you?
And they're at the pool. They're at a pool party. Let's see what happens. What you think gonna happen to him?
Brother, his shit gonna buckle. Go buckle before they even make it in the water. Then somebody gonna get fucked. Both of them gonna get fucked up.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, yo, my back hurt off that shit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
All right, let's break this down. He got three strikes.
Strike three, you're out.
And her big ass gets three strikes as well.
Strike three, you're out.
I don't feel bad for anybody in that damn video. Let's talk about it. First of all, baby, she at least 250. And I'm being nice. I'm being generous.
That's very generous. We're looking at all of 330 plus.
Okay, let's say she's 300.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah, 300. You don't belong on anybody's shoulders.
Nope.
That's strike one.
Strike three, you're out.
Number two, you're at the pool, so you're more than likely around people getting out of the pool, so there's water on the ground. So you're not even stable at all. You don't have any shoes on. You don't have any grip on the ground.
Strike three, you're out.
Strike two.
Oh, well, that's strike two, but strike three. This ninja look washed up.
Strike three, you're out.
Now, I can see if you got somebody who was super fit and looked like they just, you know, they in a bodybuilding competition. They look like they doing the high rocks. They look like they a calisthenic king. This guy looks washed up.
Strike three, you're out.
So they got three strikes. They done lost their damn mind. What the hell is going on? We 300 pounds. First of all, why are you trying to get on somebody's shoulders?
Nope.
Why don't you take your big back ass to the gym first before you try to get on somebody's shoulders?
Nope.
A real man would pick me up. No, the hell he wouldn't.
Nope.
And when we look at that guy, I didn't see no muscles. I didn't say.
Look at the muscles in this guy.
I didn't say that when I saw him. So if your big ass is gonna get on somebody, get on one of the fittest men on earth. If you was trying to get on Toon's shoulders, which Toon wouldn't allow you on his shoulders, that probably would make more sense. But this right here is crazy. What you got on that, Toon?
Yeah, strike one, bro. Looks like a washed up Bill Goldberg.
Oh, real quick, he said,
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
He didn't want to do the work.
Yeah, strike one, bro. Look like an unpaid, washed up Bill Goldberg from WWE.
No facts.
Number two, bruh, like if you can't put 225 on your back and squat that comfortably, there's no reason why you should be going 300 plus human being on your back.
That's a different kind of weight.
That strike nut, way different. And not only that, but bruh, you washed up and you ain't got no core strength and you don't hit legs clearly, right?
At all.
That's strike number two. And like you mentioned, strike number three, bro, what are y'all doing? Obviously, you at the pool. There's going to be water on the perimeter. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be, things are slippery. You know, we've fallen in the pool or we've slipped around the pool and we're fit. Just on some like, oh, shit. Try to catch ourselves.
But slippery.
You got another human on your back. That
excuse me, please me. My bad, bro. Go ahead. My fault.
Hey, slippery.
Excuse me, please me. Slippery. Excuse me, please me. I don't know the words. That's all I know.
You can count on me.
Yeah. But real shit though, bro. Like that shit's fucking crazy, bro.
Crazy, and then. But, you know, on a more serious note, bro, her back is probably cooked. She's cooked.
She's done.
The way she fell, and then she, oh, my gosh.
Then fell in the water. So somebody probably had to go in there and help her in the water because she fell on her spine, bro.
And she's probably in panic mode in shock.
Yeah. And it looked like she was on the edge, too. Like, you know, she didn't just hit the concrete. She hit the, you know, the sharp part, like the ledge you used to get up out of the pool, bro. So I know she's cooked.
And we've all fallen on that bad boy before. That is the worst part.
Dog, I know that she's cooked, bro.
First of all, pool party over. Second of all, nobody got the skills or the strength to save that woman. You feel me?
Yeah.
Third of all, don't be doing no shit like that if you don't work out on the regular Bill Goldberg.
Facts.
Stop trying to be Bill Goldberg and get you a Gold's membership at Gold's Gym.
Okay, cook.
Let him cook.
And he don't even look like Goldberg. He built like the Big Show.
Let him cook.
He built like Rikishi.
Let him cook.
Let's look at it one more time. Look at that buckle.
Oh, my God. Oh, that shit hurts so bad.
Well, you know what?
Oh, bro. Brother, I got you. This guy stinks!
And see, look, man, look, when you doing big bag activities, it's cool. Just focus on the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Don't try to do some athletic shit. Just go there. You was big backing all week at Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
At Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Eating fried chicken.
Ooh, that's crispy! That's
so don't do that Monday through Friday. Then Saturday get here. Now you trying to do athletic shit. No, just keep doing the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Keep doing what you, keep being the Casamigos captain and the Hennessy hero. All right? Just keep having fun. Y'all doing too much, man. This ain't for y'all. And we killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
He's getting these comments, man. Shy said.
How dare you?
You're going to have whiplash. She's dead. It's crazy. So you telling me, Mike, she... That's a lot of pressure. It is. WrestleMania all weekend. You know they're going to copyright me, too. But I had to... He said WrestleMania, so I got to do it to him. Oh, I took it off. I thought I had it. I took it off, bro. I took it off. You know why? You know why? I took it off because I knew I was going to play that shit anyway. Bro, every time I get a copyright, I do the same shit anyway, bro. That's how I got demonetized, bro.
Your time is up. My time is more.
I play too much, man. Facts. I squat 315, but not for this purpose. Yeah, squatting human weight and barbell weight is not the same. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It is not the same. The fall pushed the earth closer to the sun, big back ass. Jenny's big back people like to abuse dumb jocks instead of horses for kicks. Oh, wow, that's crazy, bro.
How dare you?
Don't talk about white people. It's like, nah. She could have gave him a hernia. Yep. Definitely going to need a chiropractor. Goldberg. Goldberg. That was my one of my favorite wrestlers.
Badass. Goldberg.
Hey, I love how we make the WWE references on this joint, bro.
Not for real.
The fact he dropped her and ran away is diabolical. He dropped her like they was in the Royal Rumble. Buddy the Undertaker, he put her in the tombstone and now she on the tombstone. Ladies and gentlemen, body positivity.
The truth is fat phobia is deeply rooted in capitalism.
Head ass. he said what? Oh, you gonna hear the whole thing? I got you.
The truth is fat phobia is deeply rooted in capitalism, racism, and misogyny. And it has nothing to do with someone's health.
And we could...
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hold up. I gotta do it one more time.
The truth is fat phobia is deeply rooted in capitalism, racism, and misogyny. And it has nothing to do with someone's health.
Shut your bitch ass up,
nigga. We killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Fact, shut your bitch ass up.
Oh, I got one more for you.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
This guy has to be stopped, man.
Something's wrong with this guy. This guy has an issue.
Strike three, you're up.
This guy has an issue.
Menace, man. He's a fucking menace, man.
All right, man. All right, we got one more. Chad Ochocinco. He thought he could still live 315, but we're not gonna spend too much time on it. But I just wanted to throw it in the episode because it goes right along with what we're talking about, fellas. If you're not doing what you used to do, don't think that you can hop in a gym and be on that same fitness level. Let's check it out.
Chop this shit up, dog. Lightweight, baby. Come on, all day, every day. Ale Ocho, 305.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Same thing we were talking about, man. Fellas, don't sit here and think you could hop back in the gym and do the same shit. Let's keep this podcast going.
Dom DeMarco.
Fat phobia is rooted in DEI, desserts, eclairs, and ice cream.
Dom DeMarco.
Definitely didn't count, Ricky Scorpion. All right, we got this guy saying, ladies, if your man is in the gym, you better be in the gym too. Let's check it out.
If your man regularly start going to the gym, you know, to live a healthier lifestyle, you need to be right behind him. And the more serious he take it, the more danger you are in. Like, it's one thing for him to just start going to the gym. That mother start counting micros, you dope!
This video is so funny, but I agree with him. If your man is a beginner in the gym and he's trying to take his health more seriously, he's trying to start moving his body and eat better, you need to be not only supporting him, but trying to get in the boat with him, okay?
Hold on, I got to give her a Don DeMarco. She's not done yet.
Don DeMarco.
Don't let him leave you behind because eventually he's going to get tired of you trying to feed him pizza and pork chops. And you know what I'm saying? When he's trying to do better about his health, he'll become irritated with things like that. And especially if you're out of shape, there's going to come a time where he's like, hey, baby, come on and, you know, come to the gym with me. Because he's going to start seeing his results. He's going to start seeing how he's feeling better. And he's going to want the same for you. And it's like, if you don't want that same thing for yourself, I'm turned off with you. Your mindset literally elevates. And you become a better person when you're in the gym.
Right.
Mentally, physically, all of it. So if your partner is not on that same page with you, it can be some friction in the relationship. I agree with him.
All facts.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
And people get mad all the time, man. Oh, you're shallow. That's not real love. Listen, man. Your partner can make or break your fitness journey, bro. So, fellas, don't let her make you feel bad about being in the gym if she don't want to go. I'm not going to give you advice because I'll probably give you the wrong advice. But that is not a sign to stop. That's not a reason to stop. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep killing shit. And keep listening to this podcast. What you got on that tune?
Even though dude was trying to be funny, he's dead ass. Everything he was saying is all facts, all bars, right? Once that man starts to try to level himself up and get his mind right, get his body right, get on the right track mentally, physically, spiritually, you know, things can become very sticky and dangerous if you, you know, if you're not by his side trying to do the same, because now he's raising his level of attraction and how people perceive him, how women perceive him.
Yep.
And, you know, there could be a drop off as far as, you know, how he perceives you, you know, if you're not on the same type energy, same type time as him. So if that man is trying to get right, ladies, I suggest you try to encourage him, but try to do the same for yourself as well, too. That way there could be some type of, you know, equality as far as attraction and elevation within that relationship.
I tell women all the time, man, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Don't think that he ain't going to the gym and seeing some baddies and some fit chicks he ain't attracted to. Don't think that he going in that gym and is happy about coming home to your fat ass after seeing them bad bitty bodies in the gym
with that shit on.
And they got on leggings and some of them got butt cheeks hanging out. That does not make him a bad man, because he's still a man at the end of the day. If you have a problem with it, you better talk to God, because he made us visual creatures. And that's not changing.
Facts.
That's not changing. So, ladies, get that shit together. Just because you got the ring and he loves you, quote unquote, does not mean that man doesn't see attractive women. That's all I'm going to say. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And we're going to keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
When you reach Unc age, she got to already be in the gym. We ain't got time to build with BBWs. Man, you know I believe that. If I train for a living, I'm not trying to train my girl on how to change her lifestyle. She need to be able to go to the gym on her own. Now, if our schedules happen to line up and we can go to the gym together and I could train her, that's one thing. But she can't be dependent on me for her fitness. That shit is all the way dead. And I tell women that when I meet them, straight up. And guess what, Toon?
What?
If they got a problem with it, get out of here. Go get a ninja that don't care. And I'm going to leave it at that, because I could wild out on that topic. And then she's sitting there wondering why 5 years later, when she see me, and she's sitting there.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
Now she got big mama arms early. And I'm up in the gym early. getting this work in early. Getting to it early. Getting these muscles early.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
Ninjas wishing they could put this work in early.
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Ninjas part of the Black Man Get Fit crew.
Look at my African American over here.
Her new dude followed me. Her new dude was watching the podcast.
Her new dude spying.
He's spying. He's trying to figure out who this guy is. Who is this guy? Who is this? Did you train with him?
Trying to figure out if he going back.
Nah. Yeah, that was my trainer. Who was it, your trainer? I was training you, but not at the gym.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
They're gonna cancel me.
Cancel the shit out of you.
Yeah, she got trained all right.
It's with the source.
Don't say it doesn't happen. Don't ask how I know. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. All right, man, we got losing body, losing weight versus losing body fat. We got this one brother talking about it. Let's check it out.
Oh, you know what's coming. Listen, losing weight and losing body fat are two different things. Just because you starved yourself and you lost 20 pounds, don't make it right. That's actually fucking stupid. Hey, because what did you learn? You learned how to starve yourself to lose 20 pounds just to gain it back. Because you didn't do shit but starve your fucking self. Convincing yourself, oh, it's intermittent fasting. This is fasting. None of you all even know the origin of fasting and what the purpose of it is for. You just think it's a fucking weight loss hack. And it is. When you lose weight, you lose muscle, water weight, and body fat. When you lose body fat, you just lose body fat. That's the ultimate goal. Right. But you have to have patience to lose body fat. Y'all want results last week.
Instant ass results.
You've heard me say this before. It didn't take you 2 weeks to gain that 40 fucking pounds. It's not going to take 2 weeks to lose it.
You've been gaining that 40 pounds for 10 years.
And this, don't eat after 8. Don't eat till 3. Like, oh my God, that shit is annoying.
Making
you
shit
don't
difficult.
Learn anything. That's not sustainable. You're not going to do that forever. That's why you all gain your weight back, and then you be right back in the motherfucking gym.
Brother spitting all facts, man. When you losing weight, you got to have some patience. All right. Body composition beats that number on the scale every time. Right. You worried about the number on the scale, but how do you feel? Do you have energy? Do you feel strong? Do you like how you fit your clothes? Are you looking different? Do you look different in your clothes? All those things matter. All those things are a sign of progress, not just the number on the scale. And specifically for my ladies, I guarantee if you go to a guy and you ask him what he's more attracted to, and I know they'd be like, we don't do it for the men. We don't do it. Listen, those of y'all who want a man, who want a man to be attracted to y'all, that's what I'm talking to. The rest of y'all weirdos, y'all stay the fuck over there. Those of y'all who want a man, right? I guarantee a lot of y'all will look better if you focus on the body composition to that man opposed to just focusing on the number on the scale. That's a bar. What you got on that song?
Facts. And I tell my women client this all the time. I'm like, you so concerned about, well, I don't want to be too skinny. I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. I don't want to look like I'm sick or like I look like a crackhead. I don't want to lose my curves. Check me out, baby girl. Listen up, right? Those are not curves. That's body fat around your glutes. That's cellulite around your quads and around your thigh. Mm-hmm. So it gives off the perception or it gives off the idea that you have all this body, but no, you just have a lot of fat around your body and on your body, right?
Nice.
You know, you've been fooled and bamboozled into thinking that, oh, girl, you look good. Oh, you don't need to lose any weight. Or you got these goofy ass ninjas who ain't never picked up a dumbbell in their life, never stepped into them, you know, smoking weed, drinking 40s, telling you, girl, you thick, you look good, this, that, and the third. You know what you're going to the gym for. And now your idea of what a healthy, fit body is that idea is distorted. You feel me? So, and then when somebody who's actually qualified tells you need to do X, Y, Z, you become combative or, you know, you're on the fence because you don't really understand what he envisions and what he's already helped to achieve, you know, opposed to what you have built up in your mind thinking that's what you're supposed to look like or that's what you don't want to look like, right? So, and I also tell them this, I'm like, let's focus on the aesthetics, right, rather than the number on the scale because you're not going to walk around and say, well, you know, I'm not 160, so I don't feel good. I don't feel like I look good.
Oh my God.
Nobody cares. You feel me? It's the number on the scale matters, but not more so opposed to how you look, how you feel, how your clothes fit, how people perceive you, how you perceive yourself. It's all about aesthetics and, you know, your energy level, like C. Marty said, so on and so forth, right? So, you know, focus on how you look and feel opposed to the physical number on the scale.
All bars. And one thing the ladies don't understand is that even though you're curvy, right, it might be attractive to some men, some women might admire that, they might compliment you that, compliment you on that, body fat is still body fat. So a lot of times, some curves that you lose, it's still body fat on your body. And what's body fat? Toxins in your body. So, telling you, shape is going to beat the size every time. And we killing y'all on this episode. Dude got to have an active lifestyle, yep. Yep, shape over size, 400 calories at 5 p.m. is 400 calories at midnight.
Let him cook.
That's true. Eating late does not make you fat. Eating fat shit late makes you fat.
Let him cook.
Fat ass. Meanwhile, the big ass, wide ass.
Stupid ass.
Misinformed ass. Ignorant ass.
Confused ass.
Delusional ass. Fuck out. No, facts, bro. Dumbass.
Head ass. Fucking suck.
Back ass. Face ass. Belly ass.
Back ass. Boot ass.
Chin ass.
Neck ass.
Hey, yo. Yo, Ninja's going to cancel that.
Neck ass. What you talking about?
Meanwhile, the waist is going to shape the body real good, too. Big ass. Cholesterol associated with ass. Big facts, man. All right, we got one more video about alcohol, and we're going to get on up out of here, man. Get some rest, man. Cholesterol ass is crazy, bro. Yo, Mike Hawkins. All right, we got one more video on alcohol. We're going to get up out of here.
I don't know, but I'm enrolled in school to be a certified nutrition, right? And the information I'm learning on the academic level is blowing my mind. The calories in the macros, right? So the ones we already know. 1 gram of carb, 4 calories. 1 gram of protein, 4 calories. 1 gram of fat, 9 calories. But what I didn't know is 1 gram of alcohol is 7 calories. I knew alcohol have sugar and stuff like that, but 1 gram is 7 calories. Let's not mention when you mix it with drinks and stuff like that, or soda, soft drinks, or juice. Like, bro, 1 gram of alcohol is 7 calories.
Yep.
And that's non-nourishment. It's no nourishment in that. It's just straight poison and sugar. Like, that's, bro, that's crazy, right? Like, wait till I graduate from the school, bro. I'ma just be dropping these gems on y'all.
Oh, my bad, I didn't mean to press that, but shout out to this brother here speaking facts. So remember, man, you know, we're not saying not to drink alcohol at all, you know. I'd be a hypocrite if I say that, but it's very, very rarely do I drink, right? Remember, these calories add up. These are empty calories, right? This is not providing any nourishment. It's not providing any protein to your body. It's not helping any muscle build, right? There's no amino acids in it, right? There's no antioxidants, there's no vitamins, there's no minerals. So when you're on your fitness journey, if this is something you're doing frequently, don't expect to get results, or don't expect to get significant results. More than likely, the results that you want, right? Like I said, we're not telling you not to drink it at all. It was my boy's birthday the other day. I had one drink, and that's the only drink I had all year, right? So I can't tell you not to do it. You know, I know Tune no longer does it. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, fine. But just, you know, learn how to manage it too. Right. And for myself, I think it's I think with my discipline, you know, I like being able to say, nah, I'm good. I don't got to do that no more. You feel me? Like, I can partake in it, have some fun, and then I'm good. I don't feel the need to have any more. So that's just my take on it, man. We're going to tell you the truth here. We ain't going to sit here and lie to you. Any fitness trainers or fitness influencers sitting here telling you to do that, you can still do it on your fitness journey. It's about calorie intake, and man, they straight bullshit.
Bullshit?
Don't listen to that, man. The best thing to do is stay away from it, or stay away from it long enough so you can develop some discipline so you don't feel the need to need it. And you can have one drink, go home, maybe two. That's it. Anything on that tune?
Yeah, man. The harsh reality about alcohol is it really does nothing for the body, you know, especially if you're on a fitness journey and you're trying to see, you know, not only expedited results, but favorable results and consistent, sustainable results. Alcohol is the ultimate result killer, in my opinion. You know, there's empty calories, slow down your metabolism. It's literally poison to the body. That's what alcohol
literally
is. Literally poison to the body. It kills your energy. You know, it's a gateway drug, if you will. You know, if you want to take it there, and at least just to all these other negative influences, right? So
yep.
If you're trying, and I'm not saying that you can't enjoy alcohol in moderation. The name of the game is moderation, but even
a lot of people don't know what moderation is.
Even in that sense, you still got to be careful, and you still have to know when to put your foot down and be like, all right, enough is enough. One, two drinks, cool. But when you start doing 3, 4, 5 shots, you know, you mixing alcohol, you know what I'm saying? You're drinking at different venues, then you mixing it with the weed and the cigarettes and, you know, the bad food, because now you got late night cravings. There's nothing else open to eat that's healthy. That's when you start to fall down this slippery slope of, you know, poor judgment and bad decisions, right?
So absolutely.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you implement the 90-10 rule or the 80-20 rule. 90% discipline, staying on your diet, staying on your meal plan, going to the gym, strength training, so on and so forth. 10% balance, fun, and other. And, you know, in the same regard for the 80-20 rule, right? You know, 80% of the time being on your shit, 20% of the time have fun, enjoy yourself. But, you know, don't slide too far off the grid. You know what I'm saying? Because for a lot of people, they just don't have the certain level of discipline, and they don't understand when to say no. So, you know, I don't drink anymore, but moderation and understand the game when it comes to alcohol and what you're getting yourself into.
Man, that's game right there. That's a lot of value on this podcast, man. Real talk, man.
That's all we talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's all we do, man. Let's see what we got. Coach Pope Fitness, you good, brother? I was telling Kobe the day I gave up alcohol, I swear my taste buds changed and haven't craved it. That's true. When you give it up, you're not even going to crave it, you know?
Because the sugar's in there.
Yeah. I'm usually one and done, and then water for the rest of the night. Yep. On top of that, those hangovers aren't worth it. Excess alcohol dehydrates your body and your brain too. That's big facts, man. And at this point, you know, me and Toon, both 32, I'm at the point now where every day has to be productive. Mm-hmm. Every day has to be, I have to accomplish something. I can't do that shit if I'm hungover. I can't do that shit if I got to lay in the bed. I don't feel good. I ain't getting shit done.
You got low energy. Right?
Yeah, nah, exactly. Low energy. I got too much shit going on to even have a day like that. I can't afford a day like that at this point in my life. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to fuck your week up.
Exactly. It's going to fuck the week up, right? And I got to be present for people. I got to be high energy and good spirits for people.
Got to show up.
Right? You got to show up for people. Exactly. So I can't even be on that type of time. You feel me? I feel like I got to... You could argue at a certain age. I think at a certain age, you know, especially in your 30s, that shit, we ain't got time for that shit.
It's time to grow up.
Yeah, you got to grow up at some point.
Super critical at this age.
Absolutely. Not only giving up liquor, but also soda. Absolutely. Don't need all that sugar, man. And then before we were going to leave, but I forgot to show you. I got to show y'all one thing. I do have to show y'all one more thing, bro. Just since we talking about the men today, man. Just since we talking about the men, really quickly, we had this girl on Twitter, right? It says, me, Oh, here we go. Me at 23 compared to 25. Shout out to her for the transformation. She looked good.
Dom the Monko.
God damn. What you think, Tone?
God damn.
So at 23, you see here on the left, she was a little, you know, a little heavier, a little thicker, quote unquote.
Fine shit right there.
She dropped some weight. Yeah, for absolutely certified fine shit, right? So I had just, you know, me, I'm going to tap into the comments. I seen hella comments. Of course, I can't find them right now. I think she blocked the people. There was hella comments saying, like, what the fuck are you doing losing weight? You see me? I said, any post where a black woman loses weight, you have people telling her she shouldn't have. We're cooked. You see the engagement. Niggas going crazy.
Engagement's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Here you go, ninjas. Girl, you look good either way.
Face ass. Let's go to this page. I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Oh. Face ass.
Let's see. Yeah, I think she blocked the people because the comments was crazy. Here we go. This is the comment I was looking for. 23 was better. 25 is giving trans.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Shut your bitch ass up.
And this is what I'm saying, black men. Let's get off of his page for people get.
You look a little ditty. What? That's nigga.
Like, fellas, bro. So because a woman loses weight, she looks like a transsexual. Basically saying she looks like a man. And that's where we are in society.
That's what he got from that.
And you wonder why the women be taking pride in staying thick and taking pride in not going to the gym. Look at how the fellas talk to them and talk about them. Right? But then at the same time, when I call it out, they'd be like, well, no, it's all the women's fault. No, we got a lot of idiot dudes doing this bullshit, bro. And I'm going to keep calling it out. And y'all could keep getting mad at me. You simping. That's not simping, bro. That's literally retarded. It's literally retarded, bro. All the health issues linked to obesity, and you encouraging women to stay obese so you can think about getting your rocks off.
Nope.
Ignorant as fuck. Black community for you.
You know, black people.
No.
Anyway. Let's see. I'm 33 and I agree. Wow, 25, she fire. Either black women shouldn't be obese or they should be obese and shouldn't work out. They can't win with these dusty ghetto losers.
Let him cook.
Loser for sure. Tune, you ain't hit a BBW. Don't lie. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
Trolling, yeah. I mean, we love the trolling. So SF is an actual troll, so we know that.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all other ninjas come in here with that bullshit. SF cool. He part of the family. The rest of y'all ninjas.
Nope.
We cooking y'all off bucks.
Oh,
just
really?
Like we cooked the one girl. What was that, last week or the week before?
Last week, she changed her profile picture twice. She didn't have one before. She put up a profile picture and changed that motherfucker twice.
We got her ass. I haven't seen her back since.
Facts.
The biggest fitness haters. We out here dropping game on folks. Putting out hella value, you gonna call us a hater. Get the fuck out of here.
Get your ass cooked.
Yeah, get your ass cooked real quick. Okay, not all of them are dusty, but they're all thirsty. Nah, they all dusty. That ninja really said trans. If he sees that, then that brother telling on himself.
Dom the Monko.
You
know, black people.
No.
This health shit is serious. Younger folks are dropping like flies due to poor health. This is when black girls say they don't want to be a skinny white girl.
Let him cook.
Facts. Go ahead, SF. Then BBWs go 50-50. All facts, man. Hey, man. Another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode. I need to get Tony on here. Yeah, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it, man. You know, people bougie. But I'm working on it, dog. We gonna get her on here, bro. But yeah, man, another fire episode. Hey, listen, man, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. See Marty Fit on X, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. Tune, you got any closing thoughts?
Appreciate the support. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Best Fitness Podcast out. You want to follow me? Sweat for the Check on IG. Reach out to me. You got questions, comments, concerns. I'm always, you know, giving out value, you know. Sweat Check on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we appreciate everybody. Number one fitness podcast. You know, this is a source. Can't be duplicated, replicated, or penetrated. You dig what I'm saying?
You hear me?
Source and five.
See Marty Fit Live.
Fox 5.
Going to the gym. I'm about to drive. This show need to be on Fox 5. See Marty Fit at 5. Hit the like button. Love the High Rocks footage. Appreciate y'all. Check out my High Rocks video, man. Source and five. Yes, sir. And listen, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you fat ninjas putting on shapewears or trying to get back in your athleticism bag and you ain't done nothing in decades, don't watch the podcast. We back here live Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button. Share with a friend. Catch y'all on Sunday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Appreciate you, my boy.